Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Since 1937, this program's purpose has been to send forth the light of the gospel. I trust the program will be a blessing, and you will enjoy this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. That song is a wonderful reminder that God's grace is sufficient. No matter what the circumstance, no matter what you may be facing today, I'm thankful that we can boldly approach the throne of grace. Well, thanks so much for listening to the radio program this morning, and I pray that it will be a blessing to you. Let me just remind you again, as I often do, that we are a faith-based, listener-supported radio program, and August is a five-weekend month. That means extra cost for airtime. And this program is not on the air free of charge. We pay each station the allotted amount, and we do need for folks to help us take care of the expense of the radio program. And I would appreciate it if you'd pray about that. You can write to us, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. I do hope you'll pray about that and that you will do it if the Lord lays it upon your heart. Well, during the month of August, this second weekend, I began camp meeting services at the Southern Indiana Holiness Camp Meeting in Oakland City, Indiana. And I will be there August 10 through 17. And then, following that camp meeting, I am going to travel to Dilwyn, Virginia, to the Dilwyn Enon Baptist Church for their revival and homecoming weekend. That'll start on August the 21st and go through the 24th. And then August 27 to 31, I'll be involved in our annual evangelist gathering at Indian Lake Camp Meeting and Campground in Vicksburg, Michigan. So I do covet your prayers as I travel to these various locations ministering the Word of God. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to share the program again this weekend with our listening audience. Only time will tell, only eternity will reveal whose lives are being affected, impacted by the gospel through this radio program. And what a blessing for me to continue the work after my father's passing some 25 years ago. And I just pray that you would continue to raise up supporters, that you would bless Lohman Ministries, bless the churches as they gather, the congregations as they worship. May it be a great weekend to the Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
On the street. demons leap when he speaks. Do we? Nature bows at his command. Do we? Seas grow calm when he tells them to. Has there ever been a time in your life when you have bowed your knee before him who is worthy and said, you can have absolute authority over my life? You can have power over me because you're worth it. No stipulations, no holdouts, no reservations, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can have authority over me. I am convinced that one of the greatest needs in the church and in the lives of professed Christians is for us, all of us, to come under the total authority of Jesus Christ. Because it's only when we allow him access to our lives with his authority that we can have the power to live the kind of lives and have the power over the vicissitudes of this world and this life that we have to have. It seems to me that so many want all of his blessings but no accountability, as we've heard this week. But let me remind you this morning, if you expect to sing in the choir up there, you're going to have to learn the tune and the words down here. He's worthy of power. He is worthy to receive riches. In a loud voice they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth, wisdom, strength, honor, and glory, and praise. Worthy to receive wealth. You speak of riches this morning. He's rich. He is wealthy. We sing the songs from time to time. My Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands. And that doesn't even scratch the surface. We Americans are so entitled. We have so much. We can buy just about anything we want to buy anymore. We scrimp, we save, we purchase. We enjoy the material things of this world that the Bible tells us one day will fade away. And I'm reminded when I think about all the energy and all the strength that people put in to accumulating the things of this world, that Jesus is building a city and the streets are paved with gold. He's building a city where the walls of jasper and the gates are pearled. You talk about wealth. He's got it. But does he have yours? Does he have yours? Oh, it's not that he needs it. He doesn't need your riches. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 reminds us, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today. I submit to this congregation this morning that because he is worth it, he has the right to be involved in your finances. He has the right to be involved in how you handle that with which he's blessed you. We serve a generous God. He says, I'll give you 90% of what I bless you with. All I want is 10%. He doesn't really need the 10%. He just wants to know how much you love him. He just wants to know, do you consider him worth it? He is worthy. Do we worship him in our giving? I went to John Wesley Bible College in Greensboro, North Carolina. I sang in the quartet for the school. And one of my fellow members in that quartet was a man by the name of David Smith. David had perfect pitch. We sang a cappella. We used the pitch pipe and blow the note on the pitch pipe and then hum our various parts and then sing the song a cappella. But sometimes I could look at David and I could say, hey, David, hum a B flat. David, hum a C. Spot on every time. After he left John Wesley Bible College to go into ministry, He started a church from nothing in Hillsborough, North Carolina. Our paths were separated for years. I didn't talk to him. I hadn't seen him for years. And then we reconnected just a few years ago. That church that he started from nothing had grown to a congregation of between 700 and 1,000 people, depending upon the Sunday. He said, Lane, I want you to come and I want you to preach to my people. So my wife and I, we arrived at Hillsborough, North Carolina this particular Sunday morning. Incredible facility. A marvelous music program. They had a praise and worship team. Giant grand piano there with a wonderful keyboardist playing that piano. A choir up there in the choir loft. An orchestra over here. And they sang and they praised the Lord as the people stood. And we all did that collectively. It was a wonderful time of worship. And as we were doing that, I just happened to see out of the corner of my eye, I saw a young family come down one of the aisles of that large sanctuary. I thought, what's going on? And they were walking toward the altar. They'd put offering plates around the front of that platform. And I saw them come. They stopped at the altar in front of one of those offering receptacles. And I watched them. They stood there as a family, holding hands. And then I saw the father reach into a pocket and pull out their money, their offering. And they prayed over that offering. And they laid it in the offering plate. They were worshiping in their giving. I saw a single guy come down another aisle. Stood over here and he stood there praying. Then he took his offering and he laid it in the offering plate. People from all over that congregation spontaneously would come while we were singing praise to Jesus Christ and worship in their giving. I'd never seen anything like it before or since. It moved me to the point of tears, and I thought, that's what it's supposed to be like. That's the way it's supposed to be when it comes to that which we have, that which God has blessed us. We're supposed to worship Him as we give back to Him. You know why? Because He's worth it. Remember, if you hope to sing in the choir up there, you're going to have to learn the tune and the words down here. He is worthy to receive wisdom. In a loud voice, they were saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom, strength, honor, and glory and praise, to receive wisdom. You're talking about wisdom? Jesus has it. He is the intellect of the universe. Jesus stood tall and he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's not that he's read more books than you or me. He is the inventor of all truth. If there is any truth, you can trace it back to Him. Dr. John Juneman suggests that in spiritual warfare, the battle is not for power in our Christian walk. It's for truth. Truth. The Apostle Paul reminds us that in Him, Jesus, is hid all the treasures of wisdom. He also said in writing to the church at Philippi, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Solomon wrote these words, for the Lord gives wisdom, and from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. Has there ever been a time in your life that you bowed your knee before this one who is worth it and said, you can have access to my mind? I give you the right to walk around in my thinking, to prompt my thoughts, to help me display who you are and how you think and what you are all about. A young man came to his pastor one morning after Sunday morning worship. And he announced to the pastor, well, pastor, this is it. This is my last Sunday. I won't be back. A young man had grown up in the church, gone to Sunday school as a child, been in the teen program. Now he's out of high school. gone off to college. And this particular Sunday morning, he announced to his pastor, "This is it. I won't be back." And the pastor looked at him and said, "Well, what's the matter? Has something happened? Has someone said something? Have we done anything to cause you to reach this conclusion?" He said, "Well, not really, pastor." He said, "But you know, I've been off to college. And I've been in classes that challenge what I've learned here at church." And he said, I think you would agree with me that it's a logical thing to do, that when you learn things that don't agree with what the Bible has to say and with what I've learned, the logical thing to do is to not waste my time on church anymore." And the pastor said to the young man, "What class seems to be the one that challenges what you've learned?" He said, "Science." The pastor said, "How often are you in that science class?" He said, "It's a heavy class. 1 hour a day, 5 days a week. 2 hours a day outside of class to study and prepare." And so the pastor said, "So, 5 hours plus 10 hours, that's 15 hours. Over the month, what is that, 60 hours? 60 hours you're in science? How often have you gone to church since going off to college? How often have you been exposed to the Word of God?" "Oh, I might go to church a couple of times a month." So the pastor said, "60 hours of science every month, maybe an hour, hour and a half of the Bible a month, and you wonder why you think you're wasting your time with the church? Has there ever been a time when you bowed your knee before Him and said, 'You can have access to my mind'? Remember, if you ever expect to sing in the choir up there, you're going to have to learn the tune and the words down here. He is worthy. He is worthy to receive strength." In a loud voice they were saying, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength." You talk about strength. Jesus has it. He is the strong man of the universe. In verse 5, He is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Has there ever been a time when you've actually knelt before God and you've said, Jesus can be Lord of my physical anatomy. He can be Lord of my being. I allow Him to come and be strength in my strength. We have so much energy for so much. So many things that we do in preference to Jesus. Has there ever been a time when you said, "Jesus, I want to prioritize my life. I don't want to give you the leftovers. I don't want to be so busy that I don't have time to give you all that I have and the best that I have." J.C. Penney, the founder of that great chain store of years past, he said, "If you're too busy to read the Word of God, too busy to pray, too busy to go to church, you're just too busy." Too busy. Has there ever been a time when you bowed your knee before Him and said, I want to structure my life. I want to structure my activities and my schedule so that you get the first fruits of my energy. I put you first in what I choose to do in my daily life. Remember, if we hope to sing in the choir up there, we're going to have to learn the words and the tune down here. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, wisdom, strength, and honor. Honor. He is worth it.
Change my heart.
Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I hope you'll take a few moments to write us a letter and let us know that you listened to the program. And if you can, send a gift so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or the PayPal tab. If you're looking for a church home, I know you would be welcome in any of the following churches. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel, Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association in Eastern Kentucky. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs, Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, and Trinity Church in Salisbury. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, and Flintwood Wesleyan Church. Till this same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.